KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We're at 52 degrees. KSL's top story, the promo video has dropped.
The NHL is thrilled to be coming to Utah.
That's the president of the NHL, Gary Bettman, making the announcement, followed by the new owner of the Coyotes.
The NHL is here. Let's go, Utah. We're ready.
That's Ryan Smith there, who's buying the Phoenix team and moving them to Salt Lake City ahead of next season. The sale approved this afternoon by all 32 NHL teams, clearing the way for the moving vans and soon a new name for the Coyotes. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe with details on the deal. Amy?
Jeff, we know Smith is paying $1.2 billion for the franchise. That includes the players who will now be moving to Salt Lake. The rest of the teams in the NHL will share some of that revenue. Ryan and Ashley Smith said in a statement, "This is a transformative day for our state and our fans." There's still some questions, though. The Smith Entertainment Group has applied for a revitalization zone with the city to create an arena. It's not totally clear if the team will just play long-term at the Delta Center with taxpayer monies to help renovate. Another big question, what to name the team? Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Arizona players knew heading into their win last night that it would probably be their final game in Phoenix, but guys like right wing Josh Doan don't want to rush things.
Who knows what's going to happen down the road, but for now, the Coyotes are still Arizona's team for one more day, so just kind of embrace it.
That was last night. But for the players, it's time to release that embrace and put their homes on the market ahead of a move to Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 302, a jury of 12 has now been chosen in former President Trump's hush money trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, 12 jurors have been seated, but 6 alternates are still needed. That after more jurors, like Mark DeMuro, were dismissed. DeMuro was surprised to be called to Mr. Trump's case.
He's just sitting there. He's just plopped there.
DeMuro says he couldn't be impartial. The Republican House Speaker
will be... We're going to interrupt for just a moment, Maria. I apologize. Former President Trump now speaking outside the courthouse. Let's listen.
There's another one of the cases, a ridiculous Trump indictment. It's missing fraud. There is no fraud. All of these stories are stories of how, and these are done by the experts and editorials, Bragg falsified business record, and he falsifies them. He's the one. He's the fraud. But take a look at all of these are our stories. You see them here. Bragg's indictment even falls as an indictment. All of them. Bragg crosses the Rubicon, indicting Trump on nonsense.
And that is former President Trump speaking outside the courtroom after the 12-member jury was seated again. 6 more jurors need to be seated as well. The Republican House Speaker will need the help of Democrats to push through his foreign aid bills. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi coming to Mike Johnson's defense.
The Republicans should help Johnson. He's given them everything they want. You don't want to vote for this? Don't vote for it. We split it all up. I think what he did was very important.
Johnson continues to face pressure from fringe Republicans that are threatening to oust him. Police officers clad in riot gear breaking up a student protest of the war in Gaza at Columbia University. Officers arrested dozens of demonstrators who had occupied a lawn on campus. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A jury in Idaho will have to decide whether Brian Koberger was out for a hike in the middle of the night or if he was out murdering college kids. ABC's Alex Stone on the University of Idaho stabbings here.
In a new court filing in which Brian Koberger's attorneys had to tell the judge their planned alibi defense, they say they will argue that Koberger often drove around at night and would take night hikes and runs to see the moon and the stars, and that he was not near the murder scene. That contradicts police and prosecutors, who say cell phone data shows him in the area of the murder scene, and for about 2 hours at the time of the murders, his phone was turned off or out of service range, but it disappeared from the network before coming back online after the murders. Alex Stone, ABC News.
At the Chad Daybell trial, Lori Vallow's former best friend told the jury about the day Lori met Chad. Though they were both married to others, she says it was obvious they were attracted to each other. A year after that meeting, Chad and Lori were married and their children were missing. KSL News Time 305. First look traffic, Ricky Meese is here, so what is going on?
We already have a problem for I-15 drivers in Salt Lake County, but it's on the northbound side. An accident in Sandy after 106 South blocking right lanes. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. My Minute's on the way next. Did you hear this new song, this new Beatles-ish song? Stay right here.